Okay, this is Parak Yud Zayin Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah. Now the first Ram is going to continue with cases of Safek, domains, etc. Ram says, "Amlacha Aleph Kizayis Min Ameis Bifia Orev." Okay, so let's say there is a minimum shear of, let's say, a dead body, an Aleph amount of a dead body inside the mouth of a bird or raven. Safek Hel Al Adam Al Kelim versus Yachid Safek Shlo Hel. So now we're not sure if it flew over a person or a kli inside a private domain or not. Right, the person is the individual is tame out of doubt. As long as he's somebody who is able to respond if asked about what happened. But when it comes to the inanimate objects, they are tar because they're unable, so to speak, to ask any questions. Let's say a person was drawing water with one container and then pouring it to 10 others. And he found a sharis in one of the kelim. Who tame? He's tame. That kelim tarim, but the other vessels are tar. Afi shukulin safek shema sharet b'kli shemila bo v'atchila v'hayav shemila bo hayatchila. Because even though there's a safek, it's a question. Maybe that sharet was in that kli all along. It doesn't matter me from the outset. Why may shehen kelim? Because these are inanimate objects. Ve'im behen das lishrael. They can't ask any questions. V'mayala kli shemila bo oznayim. Let's say the kli that he filled up had, let's say, a rim. Hov efshash yatsu mayim v'sachar bo sharet kulon tmeim. So what can basically happen, since the water could have been poured out, but the sharis could have remained, so then that in such a case, if it has those handles and the rims, then it is tameh. So too, let's say someone draws out with using water using 10 buckets, one after the other. And what it called, and each bucket went into one container. To another container. And you don't know the first and the last. And sharis b'kli, echad mehen. And then he finds a sharet of one of the kalim, hare hatisha kalim, right? Im asar sadliyim. So now the nine other vessels, along with the 10 buckets, are all tahara. Shani Omer, because I'll say as follows: Shema b'kli zayah sharet b'chlaso, because maybe the sharet was in this kli from the outset. Maybe shadliyim oznayim. Again, same type of thing. If the buckets, what it called, have rims on the top, hare kol dliyim im kol kalim tzmayim. So then all the buckets with the kalim are tzmayim. Let's say someone's pouring from one container to another. And you find a sharet on the bottom. The top is tahor. We don't say it fell from the top. We say it was always in the bottom. Because they're vessels. And they're, again, they can't answer questions that they're investigated to. Let's say there's a container that we use for things that are tahor. We found a sheret inside. Im yesh la shulayim oznayim. If it has either a base or a rim, afa pi she'im la shulayim, or excuse me, either it has a base or if it has a rim, even if it doesn't have a base, harei kol taharosh nisham shibar tmeos. All the things that are tar they use inside on atame. Afi lo haya beduka umechusa. Even if it was checked and it was covered afterwards, shema im hagbas yado min abedika nafal sheret. Because maybe when he was checking it and raising up his arm, that's when the sheret fell in. Afi lo nishamish b'abat taharos b'zavazu. Even if he was using, let's say, the things that are tar when one corner of the kupa, the tiltal al zavas acharis, and then it was tipped over or moved to the other corner of dimsava sharets, and you find a sharet inside. Kulan tameos, they're all tame, vishem machzikin tama makom lamakom litlos, right? Because what we say is that what it called? We say we assume that the tama is moving from place to place. Now we say litlos about lulitzrof. In such a case, we retain the status of it being in purgatory, meaning we can't eat it, but we don't burn it either. Let's say someone is drawing liquids or water from a cistern, and he's using it to fill up barrels. So let's say he is what it called. He lowers each barrel into the cistern to fill up the water. But he finds the sharets in the first of the barrels. Everything's tame. If he found the last one, he that last one's tame. But the other rest one are tame. I'll say acha shemilas rishonos nafalchar sabor. What I could say is after I filled up the first buckets, or first barrels, that's when the sharets fell into the cistern. Hayazolipikli, let's say he's drawing liquids into a container, chavios, right? And then he's pointing from the container to the barrels, achimilan until they get filled, but nimsa sharets bachasman, right? So and he finds a sharets in one of them, he bilvatmail, only that one is tamay. But kulantaro, it's the rest of Torah, Shani Omer, I'll say bizublvan nafal sharets, only this one did the sharets fall in. Oh, haya ba achilozofasoko, or was there until I drew the water into it. Therefore, if I checked every barrel of Achach Nosan Baha Yayin, and afterwards I put in wine, and I covered after I drilled the water into it, Nimsa sharats ba'achas men, and I find a sharats in one of them, kulon tamei, they're all tamei. So too, v'chein nimsa sharats abor b'kli, if I find a sharats inside the cistern or the vessel, shezolapo, that I draw the water into, then obviously, hakol tamei, everything is tamei. Halakadal hayakotza zesi minamata. Let's say someone's gathering olives from what they call it, like a hole in the ground they store the olives in, umala os on the gag, and he brings them up to the roof. V'nimsa sharats begag, he finds sharats on the roof, zesim shematan torim. All the olives that are in that pit are still tar. Nimsa matan, but he found it in the pit, hamatan tamay. Then everything in the pit's tamay. Nimsa ben kotzal azesim, hazesim tarim. If you found the sharats between the wall and the olives, then the olives are tahor. Nimsa sharats b'sof gush al zesim. Let's say he finds the sharats in like a pile of olives, v'gush begag, and the piles on the roof. Im b'sof shoshos yamin. If it's within 3 days of being placed there, afamatan tamay. Even the pit that was stored in is tamay. Shani omar, I'll say as follows. Gush zeh minamatan, Allah. Right, because I probably took this pile. This pile obviously came from the storage pit. And the sharats was in that pile the entire time. The nimsa achar sholshiyam mishallah zaysim lagag. But if he finds it after 3 days that it was on the roof, hari ma'atan tahor, the pit's tahor shema begag niskapsu. Because maybe we'll say is that on the roof itself, the olives got like more shrunk together. Menasu gush besocha sholshiyam, and then that pile, that mound emerged. What do you call it? Within the 3 days. Let's say a person breaks off a small piece of dough from a larger bulk, and he finds what he called the sharats inside the smaller piece. Only that small piece is tameh. But he found in the larger dough, only the isa itself, only the larger bulk of dough is tameh. But if he finds it, what he called inside the smaller piece, then even the larger bulk amount is tameh. Let's say the seed of a food that's tameh is found inside a loaf of bread or on top of a boiling hot food. So even if there's no liquid actually on it, everything's tameh. Shani omer, as I'll say, because I'll say the entire food fell in, and it was dissolved inside the bread, or it dissolved because of being subject to that boiling hot temperature. Benishar agarinusa, and what was left behind of that food is simply its seeds. Nimses agarin al gabe kikar besoch tavshel tzone. Let's say I found the seeds on top of the bread or inside a cold dish. Then a reil tzor and the salt tzor api sheish aleh mashke. Even there's a liquid on top. Shani omer, because I'll say garina zulavada nafla. I'll say only this seed fell out achash avad ochem aleh after the food was basically removed from it. Shrein mitama, and therefore it is not imparting any tuma. Lachazayin hayub base the bayis ochem tmeim ochem dorm. Let's say I have in my house both taller and tamay food, but nimses garineha bebayis, right? And I find seeds inside the house. Hokon acharov, I go based on the majority. So too, b'cheni mahaya damim taharim, damim tamayim. Let's say I have pure blood, tahar blood, and tamay blood besocha bayis in my house. And then zadam ala okal, and I find blood on top of the food. Hokon acharov, I go based on the majority. My sahaya, there was a story. Bekikar shel truma, a loaf of bread that's truma, shnimsa lov dam, that they found dam on top of it, blood. Uvam ma'isa lifnei chachamim, and they brought this question to the sages, v'tiaruhu, and they said it was tar. Shafil nemar, because even if you say dam sheretsu, even if you say it's the blood of a sheretz, harini omer, dam sheretz chayhu, I'll say it's the blood of a sheretz that was alive, shehu tar, and that's still tar. Lachas ir sheesh ba nevelos ushkutos, in a city where there's both dead animals, nevela, ones that are usher to eat, and shchuta, ones that through shchuta are mutter to eat. Basar nimsa ba holchem acharo. Any meat that's found there, we go based on the majority. V'chenim haya nimsa ba suffik sharetz suffik tzardeya. So too, if you find over there, we find a dead animal, we're not sure if it's a sharetz or a frog. Holchem acharo, sheish bosa ir, bosa zman. We go based on the majority that exists in that city during that period of time. Zeh klal b'nimsa holech acharo. This is the general rule that wherever we find, we go based on the majority. Finally, lachates ha'isha shemagageves gevava b'chatzer. So when a woman's collecting like a type of fertilizer inside her courtyard, and she finds a dead sheretz inside the fertilizer, harezu tzahora, we say it's tara, sharei sheretz mitame masa, because the sheretz only imparts tumah through carrying. Nimsal gabe gvava, but if it's on top of this pile of fertilizer, harezu tumah, it's tmeya mishema nagaba, because maybe she touched it. Haisa kuveres bekabra, let's say she is using a sieve to go through grain, the nimsal sheretz besocha peros shebekabra, and she finds a sheretz inside the kernels that she's sifting. Harizu tara, it's tara. Nimsal gabe kavra, if it's on top of the sieve, then harizu suffik tmeya. It's a question when it's tamei shem nagamo, because maybe she touched it. If it's suffik shosayachle tamei, and as we know, any doubt inside a private domain is tamei. Kamosh b'yarno, like the Rambam has already explained. That ends Parak Yud Zayin, and we'll continue with Parak Yud Ches tomorrow.